has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in an all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is Apostle James Broadnax, and I am absolutely excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. The Word of God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. Yes, that's a threefold blessing right there. Yes, God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to prosper financially. And God wants you to grow spiritually. And that's why I am here today, to give you a personal invite to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, a church that is perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. Yes, this Sunday morning, you don't want to miss it. Sunday morning, all roads and all streets will be leading to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. If you need directions or more information, you can dial 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. You know, this is the deal. Jesus is a story changer. He's changing stories right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Last Sunday, my God, we baptized one And I believe that heaven threw a party last Sunday. Yes, beloved child of God, people are being saved, delivered, and set free. But remember this, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee. He is the same Jesus today. The same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. And his mother came and said, we're all out of wine. And Jesus told them, said, now those pots sitting there, fill them with water. And just like that, he turned the water into wine. Well, he is the same Jesus that is working through us right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. This Sunday morning is going to be a miracle working, blessed and healing Sunday morning. If you need a miracle in your body, if you need a miracle in your finance, if you need God to bring restoration to your marriage, I want you to come and give me that opportunity to lay hands on you and pray the prayer of faith for you. Yes, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for everyone that walked through those doors Sunday morning. You don't want to let nothing, no thing, or nobody stop you from being here. It's your time for a miracle. It's your time for a breakthrough. Sometime you just got to get around the right people. People that's operating in faith. Yes, you catch that spirit of faith and you begin to speak and call things that be not as though they were. And they begin to manifest in your life. And faith is contagious. You can catch that spirit of faith. Or get your Bible, get your pen, and get your notepad. Meet us this Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
Yes, anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the Word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away. And I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that. And I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a miracle.
Yes, yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems and now I don't have the problem at all. And I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. That's your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years. And I've been set free.
And now you're here.
I know my knees are fine because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt.
But not anymore.
You can walk on them. You can run on them. We're going down through there. Oh, you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run.
Woo!
Along.
Josh, she said it had been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but?
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because
mm-hmm.
my breast be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And I just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Brodnick's pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore. You was at Pastor Jackson Church, y'all. Maddie Moore. And I thank you so much and praise the Lord and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. But that is my testimony. God heal me from hepatitis C, Maddie Moore. God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here. Mm-hmm. But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here, and you was here. And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was, condition was a rare fibrillating, heart fibrillating. And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't, they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum. It wouldn't stop. And they said I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here, and I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like that. You heard individuals testify how they anointed with the holy anointing oil and how pain left their bodies. You heard individuals testify healed of high blood pressure. You heard individuals testify and brag on nobody but Jesus. I keep telling everybody everywhere that he's the same Jesus today as he was on yesterday. Now, I want you to get ready to meet us this Sunday morning. This is going to be a miracle working blessing and healing Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Write this address down. The address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Why should you be sick and others of being healed and made whole? Yes, God wants to heal you everywhere that you hurt. Why should you keep scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel? And you, the seed of Abraham, and the blessings of Abraham is upon your life. I'm going to show you right out of the Word of God how to step into what God promised you. Yes, the promises of the Lord is real. And God said in his word in Isaiah 1 in verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of this land. Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., all roads, all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Now listen, this coming Sunday morning in this miracle working blessing and healing service, I'm going to place in the hands of every believer, yes, a bottle of the James chapter 5, verse 14, holy anointing oil in a handkerchief. I didn't say a prayer cloth. No, I said a handkerchief. And I'm going to give you specific and prophetic instructions how to anoint with that oil, how to carry that handkerchief. Amen. For God's favor to be released in and upon your life. This is going to be a miracle working blessing and healing service Sunday morning right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Let me talk about this James chapter 5, verse 14, holy anointing oil. The Word of God says in Mark chapter 6, and I'm reading verse 12 and 13. And it said, and they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Let them scoff. Let them laugh. Let them make fun of the holy anointing oil. But this is biblical and this is Bible. Sunday morning, I'm going to place a